time for the weekly Greyhound preview.
And George Farrugia is with us to have a look at the program of racing tomorrow night out at the Meadows, and we'll also touch a bit on what's happening up in Sydney, where of course we've got heats of one of the biggest races on stage with the running of the Golden Easter Egg, with heats coming up this weekend. How are you, George?
Not bad, Nadia. How are you?
I'm well. Look, it's a big weekend, isn't it? And everyone loves Easter time, in particular in Greyhound racing with the heats of the Easter Egg.
Yeah, look, it's a huge time of year, isn't it? And, it's a race obviously synonymous with the holiday. And, it's been a Group 1 race, I think, from the early 90s, and there's been some really good winners of the race. And, it's clearly one of the big three races in the country, along with the Australian Cup and the Melbourne Cup, certainly prize money-wise. But I think... also one that trainers want to win, so we can go through and have a look at those.
Definitely. Well, we will do that in a moment, but we'll go through this race by race for tomorrow night's program of racing at the Meadows, and we kick things off race one with a race where we see the likes of Bonnie Beauty, the 4 at 2.40, and that's in front of the 6 Hot Tip, who's about a 3.60 chance, and Dinah Zesty will be about $4.
Yeah, my numbers are 6, 8, 4, and 1. Look, we tipped Hot Tip last week. He ran third. It certainly wasn't a bad effort. And that was his first go that track and distance. We're willing to forgive and put him on top again, Hot Tip, to beat number 8, Dinah Zesty. Look, he's one of a few in this race that hasn't been proven over 700, but their 600-metre form's outstanding. There's always that risk. They're not going to run out the distance. So we've got to have a watch on these, but you also have to keep them a little bit safe. Dinah Zesty for second. Really nice win at Sandown last start in 34.30, and it got to the line really well. So if anyone's going to run it, it's probably the more likely. Number 4, Bonnie Beauty, huge win last week in 34.11. She is an incredibly fast chaser. She has won 13 out of 24, but she hasn't run a place at all. So she either wins or runs unplaced. I think she'll be able to dictate here. It's whether she can run out the 700 metres. That's going to be the key. And number 1, Jeebus Bird, well, he's a proven 700-metre dog. Look, he's going to give him a start. But his form's a lot better now than it used to be. He used to be a little bit more patchy, but he's starting to get a little bit better, his use of these handicaps. So 6, 8, 4, and 1 in the first.
6, 8, 4, and 1 in race number 1. We go to race 2. The main one's in betting here. You've got another Bling and Idadale Bale, both at $8. 3.20 for Dinah Bitey, down to Dinah Benny at 6. 3.80 for the 6 Helicopter Harry. 6.50 for Rock and Roz, and if it gets a start here, Dinah Terra, it'll probably be given a chance at about $6.
Yeah, for sure, it'll certainly be in contention. My numbers are 4, 3, 7, and 6. I've gone Dinah Bitey on top. Look, Nutty, he's a talented type. He's won 4 out of 7 this track and distance. Got a really solid PB. I know he can be a little bit hit or miss early, but when he gets it right, he can run some time, this dog, and I think this is certainly a winnable race for him. Ahead of number 3, Idabel Bale, as you mentioned, she only weighs in at 23 kilos. She's small, but she certainly makes up for that in heart. She's placed in 8 of 11 this track and distance. Again, she's got a solid PB. Number 7, Rock and Roz, showed a lot of pace at the Meadows in its last couple of starts, running 5.10 to the mark on both occasions, just getting run down on both occasions. So she'll be getting fitter as she goes along. And number 6, Helicopter Harry, well, he's certainly proven in this type of format. And he rarely runs a bad race at the Meadows. He's placed in 11 of 15 this track and distance. 4, 3, 7 and 6, pretty good final there, race 2.
Yeah, okay, so 4, 3, 7 and 6, race 2. We look at race 3. We've got number 1, Zipping Zoe at 3.20, 6.50 for Petra Allen. Then you're down to 6.50, both Joanna Express and 20 Mile Turbo. And Fleur Delacour is at $4.80.
Yeah, 1, 7, 4, and 8 are my numbers. Zipping Zoe on top, simply because of the box draw here. I think she'll certainly give them something to catch. She did run 30 and 51 here, 2 starts back, which she's probably going to go a little bit faster. But I think she's talented enough to do that. Put her on top to beat number 7, 90 Mile Turbo. Like this run at Sale, 2 starts back in 29.53, behind a good greyhound called Zipping Monty. More importantly, does show some early speed, so 90 Mile Turbo should get itself into a nice position. Number 4, Clavelli Granite, a nice win at the Meadows last start in 30 and 50. Look, the problem with it is it's early speed, so it's going to need a little bit of luck. And number 8, Fleur Delacour, as you mentioned, was a good win at Geelong in 25.80, which is a pretty handy time, and again, did show some speed that day. But I think Zipping Zoe off her draw, certainly the one to beat. 1.7, 4 and 8 in race 3.
1.7, 4 and 8 in race number 3. We go to race 4. Number 1, Miss Innings at 3. 6 for Hillside Lady. 1 Odd Ginger, 4.40. $8 Rebecca Bale. Black Spyro at 9. 8 for Oshkosh Yobbo. Then you're down to $10. Go Heidi Sick.
Yeah, I like the odds of Black Spyro at 9-1 there, but my numbers are 1, 5, 7 and 3. Again, Miss Innings drawn well. This is a really good grade 5. There's some pretty handy chasers in this, but again, races well at the Meadows. It's been up against some good ones. It raced in the heats of the Australian Cup. It was big odds that day, but it backed it up with a nice placing behind Envy Heist, and then quotation mark last start is in the free-for-all tonight, tomorrow night. So number one, Miss Innings to beat Black Spyro. Yeah, look, his recent form probably isn't great, but he's another one that seems to excel at the Meadows, and this is a drop in class. He's taken on the likes of Opal Nera, Fernando Express in quotation mark in his last three. Number 7, Go Seek Heidi, talented type from a good litter. She hasn't set the world on fire at the Meadows. She's had 3 starts here without any placings, but she's certainly better than that. Number 3, Why Not Ginger, took out the Floodfawn Classic at Sarolgan a couple of starts back, and a good placing behind Jezalenko, who backed it up with another good win last night. So the form line reads well for Why Not Ginger. 1, 5, 7 and 3 in race 4.
1 from 5, 7 and 3 in race number 4. We look at race 5. The ones in commission are number 1, Miss D Meadows at $5.50. $4 our Turbo Boy. Down to Nunnyong Plain at $5.50. Tigalong Cruise at $7. $3.34 Tears I'm Not. Down to Angel Dash at $5. And Brunelli Jet is a $9 chance.
Yeah, my numbers are 6, 2, 1 and 4. I've gone Tigalong Cruise on top. Look, if it had a run of seconds and then it broke through last up against a good dog called Fernando Drums, it ran 25.35. Solid record here. I think she's certainly still in good form. Number 2, R Turbo Boy. Look, he's a talented type. Again, good record at this track. Has broken 30 seconds. I think he's drawn well for the first time in a while, more importantly. Number 1, Miss D Meadows. Used this box for a good win at Sandown last night in 29.90. This is a touch harder, but off the draw, she'll put herself in a nice position. And number 4, Nunnyong Plain, who we tipped last week and didn't let us down from the awkward draw, running 30-19. 6-2-1-4 in race 5.
So 6-2-1-4 in race number 5. We look now at race 6, and this is an event where we've got a dominant favourite in Dinah Dean. We got a Zipping Angus at 8.50, Zipping Nitro 7. Look, Cardamom's given a good chance too. It's at 2.80, Dinah Dean 2.40. So the market's saying it's a race between two dogs.
Look, this is another one, Nadia, where these greyhounds have sort of graduated from 600 metres, now stepping up to 700. There are some that have had 700 metre form exposed, but not the favourites so much. My numbers are 4, 3, 2 and 6. You've got to take Dinah Dean on trust here. Of course, he's a Group 1 winner at the track, winning the Rookie Rebel in February. He's slowly stepping up in distance and looks like he's handling it okay, but this is a tough run at the Meadows over 7.25. So I wouldn't be taking anything too short for Dinah Dean, but we put him on top. So beat number 3, Cardamom. I've got a lot of time for this greyhound. Jeez, he does so well over varying distances. He's got so much speed over 600 metres, and he seems to blow dogs away with his mid-race pace. The 700 metres might be a little bit of a query, but again, on class, we can't leave him out. Number 2, Zipping Nitro, a young greyhound I've got a lot of time for. Has really run a bad race and has had some really unlucky placings before a good win at Sandown 2 starts back. And number 6, Annie Lava. Well, she's the one that's got exposed form over 700 metres and seems to handle it well. It was a good win at Sandown 2 starts back over the 700 when got to the line pretty well. She mightn't be as classy as some of these, but when the whips are cracking, her endurance might show out. 4, 3, 2 and 6 in race 6.
4, 3, 2, 6 in race number 6. We look at race 7. Number 1, Vostok at 4.80. 4.20 for Bella Shimmer. Dinah Carney at 5. And 2.80 for Mernie on corner.
My numbers are 2, 4, 8 and 1. Bella Shimmer on top. Look, we hadn't seen her since September last year. And she certainly wiped the dust off pretty quickly. 34.50 last week. She's only going to improve off that run. I think she's drawn well again, Bella Shimmer. Very hard to beat in this race. Ahead of number 4, Dinah Carney, a greyhound who's had 2 starts this track and distance for 2 placings. It was a good placing last start as well. And with a little bit of luck early, we'll be powering home. Number 8, Mernie on corner. Look, probably as quick as any dog in this race, if not quicker. But his form's a little bit patchy. He doesn't win too many. He's won 9 of 39, which I suppose is not a bad record. But in this class, from the draw, he might find it a little bit tricky. Number 1, Vostok, talented type. 2 starts ago at the Meadows was a nice win. He's won one out of four this track and distance. 2-4-8-1, Balashima, hard to beat, race seven.
2-4-8-1 in race number seven. We look at race number eight. We've got number one, Quotation Mark, at four. Victor Dora, four. Seven for Calendar Boy. 6.50 for Rig 55. 4.40, Matt Machine.
Yeah, my numbers are 1, 3, 4, and 7. Really good to see Quotation Mark return to something like his best last week. He went 30.01. He used box one beautifully. And again, off box one, he's certainly a danger. We put him on top to beat number three, Calendar Boy. Look, he's had seven starts for two wins this track and distance. His PB's 30-30, which isn't elite. He's got some really good splits. He does get a little bit tired. So it just depends on how big a break he can get on them. Number four, Rig 55. Really nice win at Horsham on Horsham Cup night in a special event, defeating Haka Nui, who's a very talented South Australian chaser. And number seven, Matt Machine, another one for Jamie and Brooke Innes, who we haven't seen for a while. We haven't seen since October. I think he's about a four-time Group 1 finalist, this greyhound, including a Melbourne Cup. Very, very talented type. Three starts back, all the way back in September last year. He ran 29.34 at Sandown. We don't have any recent exposed form, but certainly got to keep him safe. 1, 3, 4, and 7.
So we go 1 from 3, 4, 7. We go to race 9. We've got Cracker Jack Blacks at 9.50. 6.50 for Coco Spectra. Boil Over at 5.50. Down to Yuko at 9. Backable 5. 5.50 Bounds After Gold. And then you've got Garrick Ollivander at $5.50.
Yeah, 1, 2, 4, and 7 are my numbers. Cracker Jack Blacks drawn well. Again, some of these greyhounds, they're pretty well graded in a race like this. There's not much between them. I think Cracker Jack Blacks will be hard to beat. Good win at Sale, two starts back in 29.85. Had an inside draw at Bendigo and went well when coming from behind. So box one for Cracker Jack Blacks, I think, will be hard to beat. Number two, Coco Spectre. Look, better than his recent form suggests. Some really good placings behind Zoom Out, who's one of the fastest Victorian female sprinters going around at the moment, Zoom Out. So, again, the form line reads well for Coco Spectre. Number four, Yuko. Her best form is when she can get out and go, and she can do that. She has broken 5.10 to the first mark at the Meadows and run below 30 and 40. And number seven, Bound After Gold, another one racing, probably career best form. Provincially is fantastic. He comes to town now after a good placing behind Radish last start. 1, 2, 4, and 7 in race nine.
1, 2, 4, and 7 in race number nine. We look at race 10. We've got number one, Sybil Cover at four. $5 there for Hodges Lane. Joe's Dolly at $4.20. And then you're down to Duty Free at $3.50.
8, 1, 2, and 4, my numbers for race 10. Look, Duty Free certainly well back last week, but we thought Nunyong Fane was going to beat him, and that's what happened. But I think Duty Free, his time's probably this week. He's got box eight again. I think he'll handle that nicely. He'll be hard to beat. So number eight to beat number one, Sybil Cover. When she gets out and goes, she shows extreme speed. She's got a fair record at this track. Number two, Hodges Lane. Look, not the best beginner. Sometimes you can miss it a little bit, but when he gets it right, he's certainly a quick greyhound. And he has placed here. That was last start behind Cruzy's Rose. And number four, Dinah Davin, placing 14 of 29 this track and distance. His last win was at the Meadows, ahead of Louis Allen back in February. 8, 1, 2, and 4 in race 10.
8, 1, 2, 4 in race number 10. We'll go over to the 11th now. Number 1, Sable Sass at 3.30. So Amazing is at 7, 9.50 for OJ Corey. Then you're down to Quick Finance at 8.50. $10, no excuse. Arazio is at $3.20.
Yeah, 3.20 for Arazio sounds good, especially if we know what's happening in that first 50 metres. Look, if he gets clear running, I think he's a little bit better than these, Arazio. I put him on top to get his run last start, but the run before that behind True Talent was pretty impressive. He did go 5.16 to the mark, which isn't elite, but it might put him in an okay position on that first corner, and then he can take off. Arazio on top, number seven, to beat number three, OJ Corey. Lighter wins at Geelong back in February. Certainly hasn't been disgraced at the Meadows. Hasn't been getting out that well. Number six, no excuse. Two starts back in the Meadows, a 30 and 17 winner over Come On Emmeline, who was a launching pad heat winner last night. So again, form line reads good. And number one, Sable Sass, good placings last couple of starts at Sandown and drawn well. So 7, 3, 6 and 1 in race 11.
7361 in race number 11, and then we go to race 12. We've got number 1, Al Didier at 10, 280 for My Mate Lenny, 950 for Lock Monster, Crackerjack Nath at 10, Slippery Sam is at 6, 390 Tigalong Zorro.
Yeah, oh, look, I've put a 10-1 shot here on top, number 5, Crackerjack Nath. I know his recent form isn't great. We've only seen him have one start since some injury concerns, I guess, from last year. But he did win a heat of the Great Chase here. More importantly, went 497 to the mark. If he can repeat something like that, he'll be a winning chance in a race like this. So Crackerjack Nath for a bit of an upset here, number 5 to beat number 8, Tigalong Zorro. Good placings at the Meadows last couple of starts. Can get out and go as well, so should put itself into contention. Number 3, My Mate Lenny. Very, very fast greyhound, especially provincially. Has got some exciting times over 400 metres. The 500 metre might be a little bit of a challenge, but we'll wait and see. And number 7, Dinah Jerry, who returned to form last start with a win at Horsham. 5, 8, 3, and 7 in the last.
5, 8, 3, and 7 in the final event. What's your best and also your quaddie strategy tomorrow night?
Yeah, quaddie numbers are 1, 2, 4, and 6, 2, 3, 4, and 6, into 1, 2, 4, and 8, into 1, 3, 4, and 7. Pretty hard quaddie legs. We have to go a little bit wide. I think the best comes in race 2, number 4, Dinah Bidey. I think if he can get clear running early, he's going to be incredibly hard to hold out. So race 2, number 4.
Okay, so that's a look at that. What about these heats of the Easter egg? Let's go through them individually for tomorrow night at Wentworth Park. And race 1 is heat 1, where we see Uphill Jill the favourite.
Yeah, look, obviously she made the final last year, Uphill Jill. She's come back from a little bit of a concern after the Cranbourne Cup. She hasn't won a race since then, but she's put in some good placings. She placed last start at Richmond. I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. She loves Wentworth Park. She is up against a young gun called Miss Splendorino, which is very, very talented type two. So I think some of those, the female chasers will be fighting race one out.
Okay, so that's a look at race one. We go to race two, this being the second heat. Look, this is a little more open, where you've got Blue Sky Riot, who's drawn that middle box, probably going to come up favoured at about the 320 mark.
Yeah, very hard race this. So we've got Blue Sky Riot, of course, who's got Picket Fence near her name. She's starting to begin well. She took out another group final last week at Richmond. She's up against Out of Range, of course, who's a two-time Group 1 winner, and Chasing Crackers, who's placed in, I think, 5 Group 1s. So that is a very, very tough race. But you need a little bit of early speed at Wentworth Park, and the way Blue Sky Riot's been going, she might be hard to hold out in that heat.
Okay, so that's a look at the next heat, race 2. The third heat's the third race, and this also is pretty open. We've got equal favourites, Extreme Magic and Strike a Light. They're both about the 350 mark, George.
Yeah, really, obviously excited to see Striker try to go back-to-back in an Easter egg. It's never been done before. It's a pretty high mountain to climb. But, yeah, look, we're pretty confident. Obviously, box 6 is a little bit tough, and Extreme Magic was a magnificent win at Sandown last start, and Striker was actually in that race. So if he gets a little bit of room early, we all know what he can do. Crash Bandicoot's a Group 1 winner on the track, and Ritzolini is defying his age. He won the Bulleye Gold Cup recently. So a couple of group winners in that race. It's going to be a tough race, that's for sure. But Extreme Magic and Strike a Light, hopefully, to fight it out.
All right, so that's a look at that heat. We go to the next, which, of course, is heat number 4, race 4. Favourites, well, the main two here are going to be Lucky Chap at about the 340 quote and Falcon's Fury at 380. They seem to be the main two in this race.
Yeah, look, Lucky Chap, when he gets clear running, he's a very, very fast greyhound, as evidenced by his 29.56 PB at Wentworth Park. I really like where Falcon Fury's drawn, though, in box 8. I think he's a greyhound that likes a little bit of room to move. He, too, has got a great PB of 29.69. So I think the market's got that pretty right. The other one, of course, Hasten Slowly, who was a fantastic effort to run second behind Hecton Bale in the Australian Cup a couple of weeks ago. So they're probably the 3, 5, 6, and 8 in race 4.
5, 6, and 8 in race 4. Look, we look at race 5. Main one here would have to probably be Hecton Bale, who will be around the 220 mark.
Yeah, look, he's a terrific greyhound. Obviously, a little bit of a watch on him. Wentworth Park is a tricky track. Going up there for the first time, Hecton, he's not the best beginner. I wouldn't be taking short odds, but if he gets any clear running, well, he's the best dog in the race, no doubt about it. A couple of greyhounds with some early speed, though. Monster Fish, very talented type. Tillicum for Neil Staines really goes well at the track as well. He's got a 29.81 PB. So a little bit of a watch on Hecton Bale. I think the Daily Camp would be just wrapped to get him through to the semi-final stage and then draw a little bit better the week after. So just a little bit of a watch on Hecton.
All right, so that's a look at that heat of the Golden Easter Egg. The next heat is race 6, heat 6, and you've got Poke the Bear, who's about a 3.40 chance, but there are chances given to a few others here in the form of It's a Party, Bombshell Bandit, and also Pants on Fire.
Yeah, look, that's really good odds. Again, compared to what Hecton Bailey is, who's short, I think Poke the Bear is probably the better bet here. He hasn't won at Wentworth Park yet, but I think at 3.40, he's certainly capable in this type of field. Of course, he made the Tem Lee more recently, so he's among the best eight in the country. And I think Poke the Bear is probably going to be hard to beat. I know there's some very good local greyhounds, as you mentioned, like Royal Turbo, and It's a Party, but I think Poke the Bear will be winning race 6.
So that's Poke the Bear in race 6, heat 6. Heat number 7, this race sees Aston Deeby, the Melbourne Cup winner, the favourite, at about even money.
Yeah, look, he takes on Opal Mira, of course, who finished third in the Australian Cup, who is a terrific greyhound for Tony Brett, but very, very hard to go past Aston Deeby. Of course, he's already been to Wentworth Park. He's broken 30 seconds there. He's the reigning Melbourne Cup champ. He's just been bombing the start a little bit in his last couple. His run at Horsham was pretty good, running second behind Jimmy Newob. So Aston Deeby, clearly the one to beat. Opal Mira will provide the early speed in the race.
So that's a look at that heat, where Aston Deeby will be one of the shortest price runners of the night. We go over to race number 8, which is the 8th heat, and Fernando Express is about a 2.90 chance in this. Other single figures, look, Ancient Secret will be around the $6 mark. Kong will be probably about $4.50. Shayna Powers, an $8 chance. Fast Car Driving, $7. And Flying Sparkle's going to run, it'll be given a chance at about $5.
Yeah, interesting race. Fernando Express, of course, the brother to Rip and Sam, who's been placing behind Fanta Bale in all those Group 1 races. But Fernando Express, in really nice form, has had a start at Wentworth Park, a couple of starts, actually, and certainly the one to beat. The other greyhound, there's two greyhounds with lots of ability, local greyhounds, and they're Kong, who needs a little bit of luck early, but he's very, very fast. Fast Car Driving as well in Box 8, probably not drawn the best. And the other one you mentioned, Ancient Secret, probably drawn okay as well. So Fernando Express, Ancient Secret, probably the two for me in race 8.
So that's a look at race number 8. We go to race 9. This is heat number 9, and you've got Slick, who's going to start the favourite here at about $2.80. Others that'll be single figures will be the one, She's Grand, probably about $9, with Rock Up Top at a similar price. Poker Dorado around the $5 mark. Zipping Ingus will also be about that price, and Rowan Hewell, Some Hope too, out in the pink at $7.50.
Yeah, Slick. I mean, forget it's running the Australian Cup. Of course, its Group 1 performances have been fantastic, including at Wentworth Park. It's got an awesome PB of 29.67 after that heat win in the Paws of Thunder. I think Slick will be winning this race. Rock Up Top, of course, is a Group 1 winner, taking up the Hobart 1000. Zipping Inglis was an Australian Cup finalist, drawn pretty awkwardly in 6. I think Slick, pretty hard to beat here in the second last heat.
Okay, then we go to the next race, which, of course, is the last heat. And having a look to see the way that the market is here, you've got Ritzer Rossa at about 7, 6 for Vern Allen, 2.80 there for Zipping Clyde, $3 for Aston Duke, and Corrupt Millions, the reserve, if it going to run, it'll be about $8.50.
Well, it just shows how many dogs are under double figures, Nadia, and it gives you an indication of how hard this race is. Look, Zipping Clive is a very, very talented greyhound with an awesome PB. With the scratching of Bewildering especially, I think this race has certainly opened up. I've got a lot of time for Vern Allen, for the Daily team as well, off box 2, for the locals as well, and Aston Duke looks okay as well. But Zipping Clive, despite the box draw, looks pretty hard to beat.
Okay, so Zipping Clive there. What do you think of the better bets tomorrow night?
Whoa. Pretty tough. I really like those odds for Poke the Bear at around the 3.40 mark that you mentioned as well. I expect Uphill Jill to probably find back to her best form. She's had a couple of starts in from a little bit of a let-up, and I think Box 2 probably suits her really well. So probably Uphill Jill and Poke the Bear other two you've got to really watch out for.
Look, the tab have got their all-in market out for the final with the likes of Aston DB, Blue Sky Wright, Hecton Bale, and Slick, all equal favourites at $14. Uphill Jewels at $16. Out of Range and also Poke the Bear, along with Ritza Lenny, all at $18. Look, it's a grueling series. You've got to go through a heat, a semi, then into a final. But there are some pretty good prices on offer if you wanted to sort of secure something at this early stage, George.
No. When's the last time you've heard of a $14 favourite?
I know.
That shows you there. Look, I think out of those, I think Aston DB at $14, I mean, you'd think he'd be able to progress through. And I reckon Slick as well at $14. He goes really well at Wentworth Park, and he's in really nice form, that greyhound. So they're probably the two to look out for as you get a little bit down. Probably Hasten Slowly, if it handles Wentworth Park, is a $31 shot. So some nice odds for greyhounds a little bit down the track. But as you said, they've got to get through the whole 3 weeks, so your money will be riding for a fair while.
It will be. George, thank you for that, and we'll talk more again next week.
Thanks, Nath.